Don't stay overweight. Use it to become a bodybuilder. No, you did not pick bodybuilding, but yes, bodybuilding did pick you. And I am deeply sorry and in fact hurting, but I must continue to resist being nice in context of obesity. The longer you wait, the worse it gets. What kind of a person would I be had I minced words about letting people suffer? The impact of obesity is as dark as it gets. It is a disorder, a disease, and an early end. But listen, there is something good here. When you get a common cold and take days off and sleep late, your body benefits in many ways from that sleep and that rest and the extra vitamins. You do not see it because you always have sniffles, but take 2 weeks off to heal completely and you will not just return cured, but restored and rejuvenated. So there are benefits in pretty unexpected places. Obesity is a much slower disease. It works across decades, not weeks. But just like the rejuvenation from resting due to common cold, there is a strange positive hiding here. Obesity arises from your body storing food. Really good food, optimal food in fact, that really does help with bodybuilding and energy. Let me make that clear. If you are fat, then you are almost a bodybuilder. You probably think bodybuilding is shallow and stupid. I mean, lifting things is not exactly rocket science. But even though it is somewhat silly, it is the cure to obesity and early aging. Bodybuilding is an endurance sport and thus a powerful life extension technique. So if you choose to end obesity right now, you will become muscular and slow down your aging to a crawl. Slowing aging is a wise idea, as life extension medicine and technologies will happen probably very soon due to artificial intelligence. You probably know that protein helps your muscles grow, but are in fact wondering, how does stored fat help bodybuilding? Well, stored fat is just energy. It helps you work out for long enough to get the muscles growing. It helps you recover faster for more exercise. Before we talk about the body, let's talk about the mind. Obesity is not exactly a mental disorder. We should call it that, because it is a huge emergency. Because obesity is a danger to organs, to self-esteem, to lifestyle, the future, and life itself. But the truth is, we overeat to treat discomfort. Overeating is not the cause. It is a symptom of something else. And you are going to have to remove it. Get rid of the discomforts that are pushing you towards comfort seeking. Life is beautiful. You deserve all that beauty. You are not allowed to live in the darkness. And there are many ways to deal with small problems. Sometimes it is as simple as moving out, or just getting in your car and driving to wherever you can find little islands that nobody else visits. You can go south to visit Florida Keys. Just drive there, sleeping in all the many rest areas. Or get a tent and camp at some little wilderness, Nordhaus Dunes, for example. And bits of camping and hiking are a great start to building up your endurance. The big problems require that you immediately take to your intellectual inheritance, which is thousands of narrated books written by clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals, people who face and solve real problems and do so without any woo-woo nonsense. Start with adventure books, move towards greater biographies, and finally, science popularizers. And please know that narrated books are a lot more powerful than they seem. For one, they fit camping and hiking. They somehow multiply adventures, making them more magical. And two, you don't just get a story out of a book. You inherit parts of culture of all the great beings associated with it. You construct your own culture of greatness out of all the snippets from all the books. Philosophy, after all, is just love of wisdom. Now let's get to the body part. Let me show you how to turn your fat into muscle. Being fat almost certainly means having no physical endurance. Mine was always extremely low, and then just dropped to zero and blood clots. Enhancing endurance is actually easy, because it is a slow process. You can go slow. First, you start walking everywhere, and then use a program like Couch to 5K to shuffle. Shuffling is like mini jogging. It is very challenging, but more comfortable. It is also the name of a dance, and you should add it to your workout routine as well. Just search the internet for shuffle dancing tutorials. Your knees are going to hurt because you are heavy. You should eventually consider jogging less and dancing more. And think of the blisters that are sure to happen as just adjusting your skin to the new lifestyle. They only really occur in the beginning and when you screw up your shoes or socks. Doctors say not to, but I think we should all wear thick socks to protect the skin of our feet from shoes. And remember to trim your claws and choose zero-drop shoes. If your shoes have a pronounced heel, you will get hurt. You will get a heel bump, aka pump bump. Bodybuilding is an endurance sport. That means you will be putting in a lot more work than everybody else. The shoe manufacturers did not even imagine you could exist. Your first problem is going to be your job. Since you are in danger of getting ill, the job needs to go. Your second problem will be rain, because you need to walk every day. And that means you can fix it with the gym membership. In a word, the gym has stable weather and will never disappoint you. Your Couch to 5K program will teach you how to build up endurance. And the only difference between jogging and bodybuilding is that the joggers, when they can finally jog non-stop through their entire route, will tend to improve their speed. And as a bodybuilder, you, instead, will weigh yourself down. You work out for an hour with dumbbells, with a weight vest, maybe ankle weights. See, skinny people can't do that. They will run out of energy. They have nothing stored. But you can work out for extended durations because you have already stored all the needed nutrition. You don't have to eat during your exercise. A skinny person must force feed to keep up with the calories. Where you can eat normally, but you know, you have to avoid carbohydrates and eliminate all sugar. Search among sugar substitutes. Though they are unhealthy, they are healthier than eating sugar. There is no such thing as sets and reps. That is just a myth that everyone is copying. So forget about that. It's actually really bad because it creates a plateau that prevents your muscles from growing. Bodybuilding is really just the same as jogging, but you use your arms. You only need dumbbells, and you need to start in the beginning with 3 pounds. Dumbbells will impact your arms and shoulders and back and abdominals and legs and even feet. It's actually really easy. So you're just basically walking back and forth, lifting dumbbells few times above your head, and then to the side and in front of you, then flexing your biceps. You're always switching exercise to help the blood flow and to help all the different kinds of muscles to rest while you switch to using some other muscle group. If you feel like it, then you can go for a run with dumbbells in your hands. That is something that's quite compatible with lifting at the gym. But be careful, because you are going to be using your feet in a different way, so you may get blisters from jogging that will prevent you from lifting at the gym, or vice versa. So stabilize your exercise. I personally recommend shuffle dancing because you are not pounding your feet into concrete. But you know, oh my gosh, concrete floors with a sprinkle of white sand are the best for shuffle dancing. If all you have is rubber flooring at the gym, then it's gonna be a lot more difficult. Dancing is a lot easier on your knees, though, especially when you are heavy. Plus, all the kind people will think you are pretty cool, and the gym bros will leave you alone, mistakenly thinking that you are bonkers. But unfortunately, and this is truly sad, they will not progress as fast as you. Sets and reps induce a workout plateau and nothing more. Only non-stop lifting and moving with dumbbells, flexing and turning and bending and lifting, can work. Everything else is a bad idea. The couch to 5K shows you how to attack rest. Slowly, week at a time, you just cut out a few minutes here and a few minutes there until you no longer need to stop. You can use a clip-on interval timer because it has a vibrate function that lets you focus on listening to music. You can use music too. Long songs to work out, progressively shorter songs to rest until, again, you don't need to rest anymore. Once you stop resting, that's when the real exercise starts. Up until then, you're just getting into the groove. So look at your obesity now. It is not really a mental disorder, is it? It is that you are dealing with a lot and food brings comfort. And in all the haste, you didn't realize that food was actually starting to kill you. But now that you know, you are allowed to become the black sheep. You are allowed to disappoint everyone because you deserve to live long and happy. You are no longer the answer to other people's problems. You are now charged with growing all the way up until you become a lover of wisdom and a philosopher and a great being. As a bonus, you become fit, muscular, and slow down your aging to a crawl. You also have a reason to dance, you know, and every day. And with all those muscles, you have a reason to dress all fancy. All the positive that you are facing now can only beget more and more good things. So while obesity is a curse, every curse is also an advantage, a reason to rise, a reason, a dignified reason, to make your own way.